sucker for you.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it.
It is 7:09 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 58 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we always love to welcome in those who are listening on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2 and social media.
If you love chocolate, then this is all for you. Tomorrow, Saturday, February the 8th at Epiphany Lutheran Church right here in Rock Hill, it is the Chocolate Festival. And we've got our Chocolate Festival queens joining us here this morning. Angela Sugamelli, Arlene Basilio, and Ashley Plyer. And good morning to all three.
Good morning.
Arlene, we're going to start with you. Take us back in the time machine. How did Lutheran Epiphany Church become known as the Chocolate Church, as it's listed on your website?
Well, it started as a way to just get out in the community and let people know that all were welcome, and kind of who we were and where we are. We're located right across from Northwestern, so we figured that was a great location. And we just wanted everyone to come have some very inexpensive family fun. Ooh. So we've kept our prices low with our food and a free bounce house, children's zone. So that's how I got started. It's just a brainstorm.
And why chocolate?
Well, everyone loves chocolate.
Okay.
It brings everyone together.
Why not?
Well, you're smart, right? You were looking to see what others were doing and then what was missing from the conversation. And someone said, what about chocolate?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
So, Angela, when we talk about chocolate, it's everything chocolate. I mean, you tell us what our taste buds are going to experience.
You're going to experience everything chocolate. We have our famous chocolate chili, which don't knock it until you try it. It's very tasty.
I love it.
Okay. And then we have a section of baked goods that is just amazing. The women at Epiphany amaze me. Every year they come out with these fabulous treats, which we have a sample for you, a goodie bag for you
Thank
to sample.
You.
Thank you.
And yep. And then we also have a food court and a little savory. We have all beef grilled hot dogs for that you can buy, and chips. And then we have a gentleman making crepes, and we have a very tasty deep fried Oreos or Snicker bars that you can get. And our famous chocolate fountain where you can purchase skewers and the kids can dip them and the adults in the chocolate fountain. We have lots of wipes for everybody when they make a mess.
Please.
And we also have a lady that comes down from Pennsylvania every year, mm-hmm. Jeanette's Creations, and she makes homemade chocolates that are very inexpensive. Mm. So if you're looking for a Valentine treat for your honey, you can come on in and take several, you know, make a little basket of your own. We also have gift baskets available that is from local vendors and businesses have donated, and we've put together these gift baskets. So,
are a lot of these items made by folks in the church, in the community at large?
Both. Specifically, the bake sale is from those of us in the church.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
And then we'll share in a minute where the proceeds go. Mm-hmm. So folks can come, they can eat there, or they can mingle and buy and then go if they need to.
Sure. Yeah. We have, we always do it the day before Super Bowl, and people, we have a couple of women who show up 15 minutes before the doors open so that they can get in first and get their goodies for their Super Bowl parties.
Oh, I love that.
So, yep. So it's...
So what does the event cost? Like, what do people need to bring? Is it cash? How do they pay? And what's the cost?
So to come in, it's completely free admission. We wanted to specifically make sure that the kids zone was free because, you know, kids are our community. But for the bake sale, we try to keep, like we said, our prices low. We do accept cash, but we've kind of come into the 21st century with Square.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah. So you can do your card. We have Zelle. We're still working on, you know, getting more contactless pay because we know that's kind of where people are headed. But we want to make it as accessible as we can for everybody in the community.
Yeah. Very, very affordable day to bring the kids out. you know, put them in the kids zone with the bouncy house and face painting and different games. And that, again, that's all free. And we are going to have picnic tables and tables set up. So
it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's supposed to be a nice day. Mm-hmm. We had snow 1 year, which was kind of crazy. No snow this year. So it's just a nice family day.
Give kids all that chocolate and then turn them loose in the bounce house.
That's right.
Fantastic day. This is the Epiphany Lutheran Church. It's their annual chocolate festival. It's Saturday, February the 8th from 11 to 3. They're located right there across from Northwestern High School. Arlene, this is also a chance for you to reach organizations in our community and who will benefit from the generosity of this year's Chocolate Festival.
This year we generally do one in the community, but this year we're doing two local communities, and it's Family Promise and Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen. I know they're not very popular. A lot of people aren't familiar with them if you're not in the community, but we wanted to give back because they give so much to us. So that's where we're going. We're splitting the profits this year, so come out and help them. Mm-hmm. So we want to give to those that need.
Yeah. And do you all as a festival or as a church get together and kind of hear from organizations? Do you invite them to come and say why they would like to receive some proceeds? Or do you all just kind of just observe what you all see throughout the year and say, this, you know, we'd like to shine a brighter spotlight on these organizations to give them some more publicity?
That's a great question. It's a little bit of both. Okay. And I know that we have been affiliated with both of those organizations and are currently are. So we as a church give back, but we just wanted to give more, kind of recycle in the community, do the full circle.
And they'll also be there representing.
Right, they will.
They'll have tables and booths of information. So,
you know, we're at a time in this country where people are not attending a religious service. Mm-hmm. They do not go to church. And sometimes folks that maybe didn't have an upbringing in the church community, going to church is a lot for them, right? Is this an opportunity that you hope that if folks come, that you can either share the message of Christ, if you feel like they're open to it, that they can see, they can come here, and whatever they've heard about, you know, church and religion is just that?
Absolutely.
Like, just a myth, just a rumor? Like,
And one of our mottos is, all are welcome. Mm-hmm. And I like to say, come as you are. The days of dressing to the nines to come to church is, and I think it's kind of a thing of the past.
You can still do it, though.
You can.
Still to this day, wear a suit to church.
But
to your point.
And we do,
right. Yeah, to your point, if folks feel they can come dress, you know, with appropriate, you know, business casual wear.
Exactly. Christ met people where they were.
True.
You didn't have to be perfect. We are all, none of us are perfect. Thank goodness. But yes, and I think that's the great message. Mm-hmm. Is there's no need to be scared. We are who we are, and, mm-hmm. and we grow in Christ. So mm-hmm. definitely to get the message.
Do you want to tell them about the prayer?
We do. Oh, this year is new. That's true. We have a group of ladies that has been making prayer shawls for years and years, mm-hmm. And we give them to the community. Churches and hospice to help in the times of need. This year we have some for sale, so that you can buy those. We also have a community prayer box. So if you don't feel like, you know, maybe speaking to a pastor or someone else, and what's in your heart, you can write it in there, and we'll pray over it. We won't open it. We won't read them out loud. It's mm-hmm. You know, God knows what's in there. So we will pray over there.
Love it.
We will pray over it on Sunday and for the rest of the month.
So, yes. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful attraction or an addition to this festival. Well, we cannot talk about the Epiphany Lutheran Church's Chocolate Festival without celebrating the late, great Jane Scarborough.
Absolutely.
She was such a force in your church and outside of your church. She was a big face in the running community for tourism, mm-hmm. for this part of the state. I know we lost her, but you continue to hold this festival a little bit in her honor.
In her honor, exactly. Yeah. She was the brainchild of this. And those of you that knew her know that outreach was her thing. And this is what she wanted to do, to show God's love to everyone.
Yeah, she never met a stranger.
And
that legacy is continuing. I think it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I still have her in my phone to this day.
See?
Yes. Yeah. As you have, me too. Team Jane bracelet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what y'all are wearing?
No, I have. Oh. I do. We still have the Team Jane bracelet. Well, I do. I'm a
I love it. Yeah, she never met a stranger.
No.
On the race course, I saw her talking to a gazillion people. And I'm like, Jane, do you know them? She goes, no, I just ran into them.
No.
Quite literally.
Oh, yeah, literally. All right, well, clearly you're going to have a great time if you want to fill your soul and your belly with some great chocolate. And you've got to try this chocolate chili. It sounds fascinating. Yeah. It's called the Chocolate Festival. It's hosted by the Epiphany Lutheran Church. This year's organizations that will benefit from the generosity included the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen and then Family Promise. And we certainly appreciate what you all do in our community and bringing this sweet treat to our neighborhood. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.